الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله المولانا. In this ayat kareema of the Quran Sharif, Allah has referred to three things. Firstly, Ya ayyuhalladhina, O people of Iman, the Muslims, all of us, Allah is addressing us. The second thing, Allah said, ittaqullah, acquire the taqwa, the fear of Allah, which we normally translate. But that is not a real proper translation, but generally we translate it as the fear of Allah. And in order to inculcate that, to get that fear of Allah, كُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ, be in the company of the righteous and the pious. So three things Allah Ta'ala has discussed, and briefly we will try and discuss three things. Firstly, Iman is a great, great treasure, wealth which Allah has given us. Treasure is referred to that a great wealth a person has got, but he doesn't know he's got it, or he knows, but he doesn't know the value of it. Like, for example, in your yard, there may be some gold, some treasure that is buried. We call it a treasure. It's there, but you don't know it's there. Or you have got something, but you don't know the value of it. Like, for example, an old coin, the 1931 tikki, the old tikki, it has got great value. You might be having it in your possession, but you don't know it's worth thousands, millions perhaps, hundreds of thousands. So that is called a treasure. So Iman is a treasure. We have got it, but unfortunately we don't know the value of it. Therefore, we don't think of it on a daily basis at any time. If a person gets a new Mercedes-Benz, BMW, anything else, new business, new house, he automatically is thinking all the time of it. That what must I do in my house, my car, my garage? He's thinking about it. But this Iman, we don't even think of it, forget on a daily basis, not on a weekly, monthly, not even yearly. Perhaps in our life also we don't think of it, what a great treasure. Sometimes in a bayan, somebody explains what the great value of Iman is. That time we listen to it a little bit. But even after that, it is forgotten. Whereas this is the greatest treasure, more than all the wealth that we might possess, more than the best of health we might have, more than best of technology and know-how we might have. Iman is the greatest thing. And Allah has given this to us free of charge. We didn't have to pay for it. We didn't have to work for it. We didn't have to sacrifice for it. And perhaps what the saying is true, مَالِ مُفْتْ بِرَحَمْ. What you get free of charge, you don't appreciate. So this Iman that we have got free of charge, we don't appreciate it. To try and put it in our terms, this Iman is our passport of Jannat. Hey, what a great thing. Yeah, in this world, anyone who travels anywhere, most he's worried about is his passport. That my passport must be safe. That if I might lose my passport, I'll have big, big problems. But the passport of Jannat which Allah has given us, do we ever check whether my passport is safe, whether my Iman is intact or not? That is the greatest treasure which Allah Ta'ala has given us. It is our visa of Jannat. It is our ticket of Jannat. Allah has given it to us free of charge. So really, we should take stock of ourselves. We value today a person, youngsters especially, and unfortunately grown up people also. Sports, commentary, certain sports player, we know him so well, we follow him in everything. But a thing like Iman, we don't even think about. Dunya's things, petty things, which are even perhaps sinful things, and we cherish it so much, whereas the real treasure of Iman, that we don't think about. We really have lost our values. It wasn't long. Our elders, our immediate elders, forefathers, they used to value the treasures of deen. Today, our value is for material things. So anyway, this Iman is a very great and honorable thing which Allah has given us. It's a treasure. We have got it. We don't know the value. We should come to know the value of it. And what Iman won this work in this world already. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum did not have businesses like we have got today. They did not have university degrees like today our youngsters have got. They didn't have all the infrastructure which we have got today. But they led the world. What was it? Before they had Iman, they were also right down in the gutters. But it was this Iman that made them shine in the world until today. Even non-Muslims look at them with great awe and respect. Even we take the name, radiyallahu anhum. What was this? The one sole factor of Iman. So Allah has blessed us with that. That flame of Iman is present in every Muslim's heart. It can be that young boy or young girl who dresses like totally like the non-Muslims, behaves in a very bad and rude way. But they also have got that spark of Iman. It's just like when we're having a barbecue, a braai, and the fire is not burning, we fan it. And that little spark suddenly becomes a fire. And there your fire starts burning and you have a good fire. So that spark is present in every person who calls himself a Muslim. Who, no matter how weak he might be, as far as a'mal are concerned, as far as his outward dressing is concerned, as long as he says, I've got Iman, I'm a Muslim, that spark of Iman is present. And it's our work to just go and fan it a little bit and let it glow. And suddenly it will catch fire. And we have seen with our eyes how many such youngsters and how they have changed their lives. So this Iman, one thing Ta'ala has spoken about. The second Allah Ta'ala has said, ittaqullah, acquire taqwa. What is taqwa really? Is to be on one's guard, to take protection, to take prevention. And that is a natural thing, not only in Muslims, in non-Muslims also. Not only in human beings, even animals, they take their prevention. Where they feel there's a hole, even an animal will divert it, it will go. There is a fence, it won't go and hit its head in the fence, it will try and... animal also, whatever harm. In fact, in many things, just remember now, many of us, unfortunately, and I'll just mention it, we don't like goat meat, even for Qurbani time. We say there's a smell in it. That smell which is there, all animals, what we call Zulu chickens, what we call, and animals that graze on their own, that are not given feed, who graze on their own, they eat such herbs and such things which are extremely healthy. The goat particularly, it eats those things by which the smell comes in it. And the best cure, scientifically proven today, for cancer and TB is that smell that comes from that goat milk and the goat meat. That smell is it. Today you go for chemo, so much of you have side effects and you pay so much. That we are happy to do. But the little side effect of that smell, we are not prepared to tolerate it. So all this, even the Zulu chickens that graze on their own, that are not given feed, they eat those things which grow from the ground. They know better than us all these herbs and things that grow, what value it has got. And they eat the best, and that goes in their meat. So even animals, they save themselves. Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has explained one incident, one place where monkeys were troubling the people a lot, coming, eating their fruits, their things in their houses. So the people put poison for them. So the monkeys came, they made out, yes, poison. They smelt it, they didn't eat, they went away, all of them. They came back with a senior doctor, a baboon. He came, he inspected everything, checked up, they all went away. They brought the antidote from the jungle. So they were eating all that and the antidote, nothing happened to them. They know more than us. There are many more instances. Our time is short. that Allah says in short in the Quran, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةً. You have got great, great lessons to learn from the animals. You might think you're studying in universities, but the university people go and study the animals, that what's their behavior, what they eat, how many documentaries they make. The university people go to the silkworm to see how it makes silk. The silkworm didn't go to any university to learn how to make silk. From the animals we learn. So anyway, so animals also know they must take their prevention, their protection. They must be on their guard. When we, human beings, Muslim and non-Muslim, we are on our guard. You are driving, you are careful at a robot, even if it's green. Isn't some car perhaps skipping the robot and going through? You watch, you're on your guard. Germs today, the whole world is worried about germs all the time. You're on your guard. There mustn't be dirt. I mustn't be eating. This very being on one's guard, that is taqwa. So in dunya matters, everyone understands. When it comes to deen, taqwa, they don't do those things that will harm you spiritually. And spiritual harm is much more greater than dunya's harm. Dunya's harm, I'll explain, ghaflat. Ghaflat is basically not a guna, it's not haram. But just see what is the harm of ghaflat. You are getting visitors, special occasions, special people who you cherish and you love. And you want to give them, when they come, hot, hot samosas. So everything is ready, the frying pan, the samosas ready just to be fried. And now you hear the cars have come, they are getting off, the men are meeting there, salams are starting, car doors are closing. So the ladies quickly put the frying pan on, hot, hot oil. They're going to fry samosas. But this little ghaflat, your two-year-old child was playing there, and you didn't take notice, the handle was out this side of the stove, that little child pulled the handle down. And that hot, hot sizzling oil all came on the child. This little ghaflat, that occasion that was of such great joy for everyone, suddenly has turned into a complete tragedy. This is ghaflat. And to be on one's guard, that you did make sure the child is doesn't play there near, the handle is not sticking out this side or something like that. So this is what is taqwa. To save yourself from spiritual harms. That one, it is a big harm, that oil, sizzling hot oil fell on the child. And how everything changed, what was going to be such a joyous occasion. Like that, wallah, our spiritual deeni wrongs which we are doing and ghaflat in deen is much, much more harmful than that also. In our dunya's life, may Allah save us all, a person got cancer, he got heart problems, 4 or 5 arteries are blocked. To take treatment is not faraz, but nobody misses out. He can be as poor as he is, he make means that he gets his treatment. But it's not faraz to take treatment. And even if you take treatment, you get better, or perhaps you won't get better. Even if you get better, not you're going to live forever. After 10 years you're going to die. After 15 years you're going to die. Doesn't mean you took your chemo and all that, now you're never going to die. You are going to die, if not today, tomorrow. You are going to die. But our spiritual diseases, if we don't take treatment, they will cause such a havoc and such harm in this world. And the worst we will realize when we go in the qabr. If a person has to die with pride, a person has to die with riya, to do things for name and show, he'll find in the qabr not one of his amals are there. Whole life we were earning, we were depositing, but we something wrong with our deposits when we go in the qabr? Zero, no deposits, because we are doing it for name and fame, to show people. Pride was coming us, with very big maulana, very lot of jamaat work, lot of khanka work, building masjids, looking after poor. This brought pride in us. With that pride, all that amal are gone down the drain. And there, it's not only it's gone down the drain, then the azab in the qabr of snakes and scorpions. Yeah, one mosquito spoils our whole night, we can't sleep properly. One fly in the day doesn't let us rest nicely. You just want to test your sugar, that prick of the pen, such a small prick, but it's painful, you don't like it. How are we going to tolerate the scorpions and the snakes and the hitting of the malaika in the qabr. So this is what is taqwa, to protect yourself, to be on your guard. So this is what Allah is commanding, and this whole Islahi Jalsa which we are having, and all this effort, what we call of becoming bay'at to a sheikh, the khanqa, the tasawwuf effort, is just this, that we learn how to be on our guard. When we don't, you can become a big maulana, and we know so many people are big maulanas. We are big tablighis, and we are big sufis, but if we didn't acquire the quality of taqwa, then how lot of harm is caused by that person. Eh? I was in one place now recently, and they said they need ulama there, South America. They said they must be good ulama, who even can speak Arabic, because lot of Arabs there. Then they say they must have da'wat mizaj to do work of tabligh. Then slowly they said, even just so much they have some taqwa in them. And they have some tawakkul. They are not money inclined. They want to do deen's work. But they don't like khanqa work, tasawwuf work. So afterwards when I had to give a talk, I said, you want sugar, but you don't want to give the sugar factory a license. So how are you going to get sugar in your country? Give the sugar factory a license, let them produce sugar, you're going to get sugar. You want tawakkul, you want taqwa, you want zuhd, you want those qualities, but the factory where it's produced, you don't want to allow them to operate. So how it's going to work? So this is all what khanqa work is, to develop those qualities. You like your wife to be loyal to you, you want to be a loyal husband, you fall prey to so many temptations, you hate yourself for it. So where are you going to acquire this? This is what is called taqwa. And Allah says, for that, where are you going to get it? And I'll just mention one point here. For many of our ulama friends, also especially we who make bayan regularly, many times we make bayan of a certain thing, but where to get that thing, that we don't give them the address. Like you had advertising car for sale. So much mileage, so much money, but you don't put a phone number, you don't put an address. Now what are they, where are they going? So we talk about namaz, we talk about sincerity, but now where are you going to get a good namaz? Where are you going to get your sincerity? Give the address also. The address of that is khanqa, which the Quran says, where you zakkihim, tazkiyai nafs. Go to tell them that you have to go to a khanqa to get it. From madrasas, darul ulooms, tabligh jamaat will get wujood-e-a'mal. Namaz people, mashallah. Students who stay 6-8 years in a darulum, they start making namaz, they make tilawat, everything. Dressing comes right. Person goes in jamaat 40 days, 4 months. Mashallah, he keeps beard. He starts wearing amama also, topi, kurta. He comes right, mashallah. Great benefit. But for the spirit, the ruh of that a'mal, the essence of it, and for it to be accepted by Allah, the production of sincerity, that these things don't bring pride in us. All those qualities that come from the khanqa. That is, and Allah has referred to the khanqa as a special department. In how many ayats? It's one special department referred to in the Quran Sharif. We know the department of maktab, small primary madrasas, the Quran refers to them. We know the department of darul ulooms, the Quran refers to them. The department of tabligh, the Quran refers to it. There is the department of khanqa also, tazkiyah, but usually we just sweep it under the carpet. We don't pay attention to it. We just ignore it. Whereas it is such an important thing. So Allah Himself in this ayat also, Allah says to develop that, kunu ma'as-sadiqin. Be with those people who have got this taqwa and who are genuine people who have got this taqwa. See one example from Bukhari Sharif I will give you to see the value of this. We all know this example, we must have heard it, just to refresh our minds. That person who killed 99 people, 99 murders he had committed. So he asked one alim who was not Rabbani, who was not inclined to and knowing Allah's mercy, he knew the laws. Like a lawyer knows the laws, so he'll give you advice according to the law of the country. But yeah, this alim didn't know Allah's qualities of mercy, of forgiveness.
So he told him, according to law, 99 murders, there is no way out for you. One way ticket to Jahannam for you. You're going straight to hell. There is no two ways about that. So he became very depressed. He killed him also. He said, why must I leave my score at 99? Just do my century finish. 100 murders now. But again the thought came to him that no, it's wrong what you have done. 100 murders. What will happen to you in Akhirah? Now he met an alim Rabbani who knew the laws also and who knew Allah also. That Allah's mercy is very great. Allah's forgiveness is very great. So he asked him, so he said, no problem. You make sincere tawbah, Allah will forgive you. And then what he advised him, this is the important thing, and it's Bukhari Sharif's riwayat. Hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that to get your tawbah accepted, don't go back to your town where you were staying, which is known in Fathul Bari, it is called Fajra, where a lot of sin was carrying on, where vice, and it was a den of vice, all evil, don't go there. That environment is bad for you. Now you go to Nasara, another town. There are pious people. You can make your tawbah there. So we see the company of the pious people, where his gunas were forgiven, and told him to go and make your tawbah in Nasara, where the pious people. So just in their company, Allah's great help will come to you. He was on his way, he passed away. Farishtas of Jannat also came, and Farishtas of Jahannam also came. Farishtas of Jannat, that he made tawbah, he must go to Jannat. Farishtas of Jahannam, 100 murders, he must go to Jahannam. So they were arguing, Allah sent another Farishta as a judge for them, in human form. So he asked them, what's the problem? They explained. So he said, measure from where he died, which town is nearer? The town where the sinful people live from where he's coming, or the town where pious people living where he's going? And in actual fact, that distance was greater. But Allah's mercy, those who know Allah's mercy will know. Allah is in control of everything. Allah made that distance to come nearer. And this distance to go further. When they measured, that distance was nearer. So the malaika of Jannat took him and he went straight to Jannat. So this is just the intention of going to the pious people. Being in the company of the pious people, Allahu Akbar. What won't a person get? Where won't Allah Ta'ala take him? So this is that kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Be with the righteous, be with the pious, see how valuable it is. Where it will take a person, they were just on their way still. And 100 person who killed 100 people is gone to Jannat. So in this path, that those ulama who are called Sufis, who are Ahlullah, who have got nisbat and ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, by them a person can never be a write-off. Your haram insurance company can tell your car is a write-off. Or the penal beater say the car is a write-off. But a person who can be right in the depths of, right in the gutters of filth and dirt, by Allah he will never be a write-off. And not only in the past, till today we are seeing how many people. For example, it is really shocking to me, it is very, very shocking. A young girl of 17 years who became bay'at, and her emails come. Unbelievable that today we know girl of 17, 18, what's her condition? But when we read her condition, Allahu Akbar, you'll think she's like Rabia Basriya of that time. There's no doubt, no exaggeration. A young boy of about 25, married also, working in a laboratory. And he writes in his letters, the girls that he works with, how badly they are dressed, but how he protects himself. And you can make out, perhaps we are making a wrong judgment, but you can make out he's sincere. And what love of Allah he has got. What aspirations he has got. In these times of such iniquity and vice and sin, such people are produced. And these are young. Just now the day, one brother who is here, he's present here, he sent his email also. How much they appreciate that you have shown us the road to Allah Ta'ala. That we have found, what enjoyment we have found in our lives. So this is kunu ma'as sadiqeen.
and Allah has presented. And we of Stanga must make even more shukr. May Allah reward Haji Yusuf Desai and all his colleagues and friends who took the initiative and wanted a jalsa, islahi jalsa, ijtima'iyya, and today we have it here. Let us train, take benefit. Also, I tried to explain here, many of us, we understand that Khanka is not really alive. Though in Stanga, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, sitting here for the whole month of Ramadan, we should be more in front with this year. Anyway, we know all our buzurgs were in Khanka work. They were all in Tasawwuf. But what it is, we don't know, unfortunately. So if over these 2 days try and attend every program and try and acquaint, at least come to understand what is Khanka work. Is it important? Is it not important? Is it necessary for me? Not necessary for me? What is it? There is an occasion, at least to get that amount. And when we'll attend all these programs, inshallah, Allah will open to us and we'll see that we'll make our own decisions, inshallah. May Allah accept all the brothers, this whole Islahi Jalsa, and all the efforts of Deen together. Whether it is the Darul Ulooms, whether it is Tabligh and Da'wat, the Ijtima'at, whether it is the Tasawwuf and Khanqa, whether it is the writing of Kitabs, the writing of pamphlets, whether it is running madrasas in the rural areas, whether it is the girls' madrasas, whether it is social and welfare work, working in the prisons, etc., all of us must be united. And we all must support one another. Everyone will do his part. But we have love for one another, we encourage one another, we support one another, great goodness will come to the ummah. But if we're going to pull away from one another, that other things are not important, only this is important, that is not, then we won't get good results. May Allah give us that unity and give us full results also. Wa akhiru da'wana.